In today's episode, we are going back to the basics and why masterminds are so needed. I'm Jen Argue, and I've been leading masterminds for the past 5 years for six and seven figure entrepreneurs. And I would love to help you start your own mastermind as well, so that you can create a really big impact with those around you and work a lot less and make a lot more at the same time. So this week I was going to a board meeting. I'm on the board of directors for this incredible organization called Door of Hope, which helps families get housing. And when I was there, I ran into one of the staff members, and she was telling me about this incredible experience she had had this week, where some of the Door of Hope graduates had come back to share their experience and where they're at right now in their lives as a means of encouragement and inspiration and to answer questions. And she said this experience had such a profound impact on those who attended, on those who were still in the program, to be able to see where they could be in the future and that they're going to get there. It gave them hope and inspiration. And Door of Hope is doing so many wonderful things. If you are looking for an organization to contribute to, I would highly recommend Door of Hope. They are extremely successful at what they do. But all that to say, the power of people coming together with a specific purpose was really demonstrated in that experience. And this isn't just at Door of Hope, but this is in every industry, everywhere you go. When people come together, form a community for the purpose of a shared goal, and for, you know, a focus of having energy towards that goal and collaboration, amazing things happen. Like, you start to, number one, believe in yourself, because it's one thing to say, yeah, in general, I believe in myself. But when you're pushing towards a goal, self-doubt comes up a lot. Imposter syndrome comes up a lot. And when you're in a group of other people all striving towards the same thing, it really instills in you this self-belief that, okay, if they're doing it, I can do this, and we're all in this together. So groups really do help with that feeling of imposter syndrome or self-doubt. And that is by far one of the most powerful things about a mastermind. Even if somebody doesn't entirely reach their goal, if they feel more empowered and they get through that self-doubt, for many, that's a huge win in itself. And it's almost like you have to experience it to believe it. But truly, everybody who's been in a mastermind, in a well-led mastermind, has had that experience. And it can light you up and give you energy for an entire week. Another thing a mastermind does is, we talk about this a lot, but it's so true, it helps you not to feel alone. We are social people. We need connectedness and belonging. And that's where masterminds really step in and shine, because if a group is coming together and the group has standards, like, we're going to build trust, we're going to be our authentic selves, we're going to be supportive, we're going to believe in excellence and striving towards it, not perfection, but excellence. We're going to be holding each other to higher standards. That sort of community can really foster a sense of belonging, a sense of connectedness and support. And having that in your life, it's a good stress buffer. Let's say that. It's a good buffer against things like anxiety and depression, or even on a simpler scale, lack of confidence. It can really help you in all areas of your life When you have a mastermind that it might even be like a business focused mastermind, it still can ripple out into other areas of your life. And you will start to feel more confidence in not only in the area that you're working on with the mastermind, but it will generalize to other areas of your life as well. And so never underestimate the power of a mastermind and the power of connectedness and belonging. So those in itself are really truly enough reasons to want to either lead a mastermind or be in it. But let's just talk about that other one too, which is about reaching your goals. As you're striving towards your goals, it is very easy to get stuck. You know what I mean? When you get stuck, you just feel overwhelmed. Maybe the step you're working on is too big, but it's hard to recognize that because, you know, you're just alone and you're in your world and you have this to do on your calendar, but it's probably bigger than it should be. And when you're in a group of people to give you that outside perspective of, you know, reading the label from outside the jar, you know, what you can't see in yourself, somebody can speak to that and can say like, oh, I see you doing that, but that's a really big leap. What if you were to break that down a little bit? What if you were to do one part of that this week or today? And then, you know, think about the other part tomorrow or the next week. And to be able to have that, oh yeah, that validation that, okay, I can actually do this. I can get unstuck and break up my goal into smaller bits to make it not so overwhelming. That is the power of a group to be able to speak to you in that objective sort of way, to give you that encouragement, to give you that belief in yourself, that sense of belonging and that outside perspective that got this, you can keep going and you are going to reach that goal. And that's really, if I were to define it, one of my favorite words for it is a success culture. No matter what your mastermind is in, if it's a writer's mastermind or if it's a parenting mastermind or a business one, it's all about building a success culture to help each other to reach those goals, to get there together. It's more fun. It's actually faster to be able to do it when you're in a mastermind because, again, you're not getting stuck. You're staying focused. You're believing in yourself. People reach their goals faster when they're in a mastermind. And that's, I think, the secret weapon to a lot of successful people out there. And since they know that, it's not uncommon for somebody to be in multiple masterminds, more than one at a time. Sometimes if we're just kind of new to the mastermind world, we think like, oh, which one am I going to join? But if you really want to go fast, maybe you join more than one. Maybe you join a couple and you get the benefits from different types of communities. So I hope that it was refreshing to you to go back to the basics of masterminds and the power of masterminds. I feel like we're in mastermind season right now. So I hope that that encouraged you. And if you are looking to start your own mastermind or to be in your own mastermind or be in one, that you would reach out and let me know. There's links wherever you're listening where you could reach out to me and we can chat and see if anything that I have would be a good fit for you. Either way, I hope that you pursue a meaningful community of your own. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope that if you found value in this, that you would subscribe to my podcast and share it with a friend and leave a review. Thanks so much.